From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States has accused Syria of carrying out mass killings of prisoners and burning their bodies in a large crematorium. Acting Assistant Secretary of State Stuart Jones Monday said dozens are being hanged at the Saydnaya prison every day.
Beginning in 2013, the Syrian regime modified a building within the Saydnaya complex to support what we believe is a crematorium. Although the regime's many atrocities are well documented, we believe that the building of a crematorium is an effort to cover up the extent of mass murders taking place in Saydnaya prison.
He said the regime of Bashar al-Assad has, quote, sunk to a new level of depravity, apparently with the unconditional support of Russia and Iran. Anthony Billingsley, senior Mideast lecturer at the University of New South Wales, said the rights group Amnesty International issued a similar finding in February.
The idea of a crematorium, of course, has dreadful connotations for those with a memory. The idea of massacres in prisons, there was one in Iran, there was one in Libya. It doesn't surprise, and I suspect that the US and Amnesty, who previously reported on this, have reasonably good intelligence about this facility.
The U.S. report came a day before resumption of the latest Geneva peace talks in Syria. And the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says airstrikes, presumably carried out by U.S. aircraft, struck an Islamic State-controlled town in Deir ez-Zor, killing and wounding dozens. It was revealed Monday Nigerian herdsmen armed with guns killed at least 20 farmers and wounded several others over the weekend in west-central Niger State. The farmers attacked while taking part in prayers at a local mosque. Clashes in Nigeria over land use have claimed hundreds of lives each year. This is VOA News. The White House.